Welcome back to day 35 of our 40 for 40 Lenten journey through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading for today is Exodus 35, and our key verses are 20 through 29. Now that the covenant has been reestablished, it is time for the actual construction of the tabernacle. And this is going to require the people of God to give themselves to its construction. Two rhetorical features dominate this report of unprecedented generosity. Behind this financial transaction lies a deeply felt religious motivation, hearts stirred and spirits willing. These are all phrases used in this passage that point to a deeply felt religious experience. This is worship, not business. This paints the picture of a community so convinced of the strength of covenant and the truth of liberation narrative that it is willing to act without caution. The second feature that is pervasive here is the word all. There is participation from everyone, including men and women, leaders and lay people, each giving at the point of personal strength, those who have goods and those who have skill. These together paint the image of a community alive, bestirred, and energized to act well outside itself and convention. This is a once-in-a-lifetime effort for a once-in-a-lifetime purpose. So why do the people get so energized here? Well, there are four key reasons. First, there is a promise and expectation that this offering will provide a tabernacle in which God will actually dwell with them. God will not just visit, but will be with them. Next, we see that they have come face to face with forgiveness and a second chance. That is a powerful motivator to get things right. Notice that for the calf, they just gave earrings, but for this, they give jewelry of every kind. Third, we see that the Israelites are giving out of their abundance, learning it is better to give than receive. They are no longer destitute slaves without anything to offer. And finally, God's tabernacle is a chance for them to have a home and no longer be a people in exile. For home is where the heart is. So how can we tap into that motivation? Because everything that is true for the Israelites is also true for us. God has promised to be with us through the Holy Spirit. We've been granted forgiveness from our sins. We've been blessed by God abundantly, and we have a home in Christ. Let us respond as our ancestors did, giving all we have to the glory of God. Here's our question for today. How are you giving of yourself to build God's kingdom, the way the Israelites built a tabernacle long ago? Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks. You have so richly and abundantly blessed us. You have offered us forgiveness in our times of abject rebellion. You have provided a home for us, and you dwell with us. God, we know that you just ask for a portion of what we have. Help us to give with generous hearts. Help us to give in knowledge and love of all that you do. Help us to offer ourselves, our time, our energy, and our financial resources to you in all ways that will glorify your name. Amen.